Thank you, Pastor Chris, for organising the service.
A bit glitchy, but on the whole. And you know what my favourite part is? I get to choose the photos.
Ah, yes.
Yes. One that makes me look more not silly that way. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we bless you this morning. We thank you for your goodness as we come and we give and we acknowledge your goodness to us. And we just want to enjoy your presence this morning. And I pray for every person here, Lord, that you'll just encourage us just to know you deeper and deeper and to want to know you deeper and deeper. And I pray your spirit will just stir us deeply. We bless you. We worship you in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. How to be bold and confident in 2020. Hallelujah. I remember years ago, before there were air conditioners, or maybe, you know, there might have been a few people in my district who had an air conditioner, but not everyone had an air conditioner. And, you know, you'd have to just make the best of it. You just have to make the best of it. You just get a fan out or get some ice or something like that. And you just have to make the best of it because, you know, I didn't have air conditioning. I don't know how I ever lived without it, Pastor Ral. But back then, I didn't have an air conditioner. And so we went to the beach a lot. Because my grandparents, they had a place down in Somerton Beach. And so we went down to the beach. They had a beautiful place down there just about 200, 300 metres from the beach. And my brother and I would go down to the beach and go down to the water. And it was blue and it was cool. And sometimes it was a bit cold. But my brother Tony, he would just jump in. He would just dive straight in. No hesitation, you know, just run in. Just that was Tony, you know, just jump straight in, dive in. And of course, he got cool very quickly. No hesitation, just plunge on in, Pastor Ralph. And he got cool very quickly. But me, I just kind of like sat on the fence a bit, you know what I mean? Because I was thinking to myself, oh, what about the sea creatures and what about the pollution and, you know, who knows what's out there, you know? And I kind of just sat on the fence. Eventually I'd get in the water, but I was a lot slower, you know? And so it took me a bit longer to get in and cool down. One person diving in, another person just putting his toes in, as it were, ankle deep, living on the edge. And Christian life is sometimes like this, you know. We're taught about the Holy Spirit, but often, sometimes we can just kind of sit on the edge, sit on the perimeter a bit, unsure of ourselves about this thing. What about this thing here? What about that? Kind of sit on the fence. And for many, many years I did that. I just kind of sat on the perimeter, you know, went to church, but not really plunging in. Just sitting a bit on the fence, sitting a bit on the perimeter. But when I was about 25 years old, I remember I said to myself, I'm sick and tired of being afraid. And I can remember I used to go to work afraid, and I was just so filled with all sorts of anxious thoughts and anxious care, and I was just so sick of it. And I said to myself, I am going to prioritize time with God, time with the Holy Spirit every day. And you know, that was an important turning point in my life when I decided I'm going to plunge in. I'm going to really give myself the time with God, time with the Holy Spirit. And I want to say this morning, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And diving in this morning, as we're talking about diving in, immersing ourselves in a relationship with the Holy Spirit, that's not going to get you to heaven. We're saved by grace. We're saved by grace. I want you to remember that. But this will make a difference in your journey. It will make a difference. We're looking at 2 Timothy 1, verse 6 and 7. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Hallelujah. Great scripture. Great scripture to live by. God has not given me a spirit of fear, spirit of anxiety, spirit of timidity, spirit of shyness. He's given me a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Now, before I talk about boldness and confidence this morning, I want to say this. We're all unique. We're all unique. Everyone's different. And God has made us uniquely. And We all have our own unique personality. The new birth by the Spirit, I want to say that the new birth, regeneration of the Holy Spirit is the most profound and powerful and wonderful miracle that could ever, ever happen to you. But even that doesn't change the essential personality and person that God created you to be. You're still you. Pastor Ralph is still Pastor Ralph. Chris is still Chris. Estella is still Estella. Reagan's still Reagan. We're still essentially, you still have the same basic temperament and personality that God created you to be. And it may be that some personalities are more outward and bold and just naturally, that's their personality, that's their temperament. But this morning we're talking not about boldness through a natural personality. We're talking about thinking in terms and operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Paul the Apostle himself was not a naturally bold person. He says this in 1 Corinthians, that I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. But he learned to operate in the Spirit's power and to grow as a person, and so that those natural traits didn't dominate his life. And so if we're naturally shy, if you're a naturally shy and timid person, and I confess I am in that sense, I'm a bit of an introvert, I'm a naturally shyer person, but if you're a naturally, that's your personality, those aspects of your personality will always be there to some degree or another. Can I say that? You're not going to change completely into another person. Those aspects of your personality that God created you to be, even if it's shy, more reserved, they're always going to be there. But we mustn't let them dominate our life. We're all unique, so don't try to be someone else. God created you to be you. So be you. Be yourself. Amen? You've got a personality, you've got a temperament, God's created you that way. Be the person God's created you to be. Hallelujah. And I want to say this, boldness, by the way, is not the only aspect of Spirit-filled living. There's a lot more to Spirit-filled living. It's just boldness. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, there's a lot more to this subject than just boldness. But this morning, that's what we're talking about. Confidence and boldness in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. How to grow bold. Pastor Ralph, in 2020. Oh, let's go. First thing is this. I want to show you two things. We grow bold and confident by making much of the Spirit of God in us. Hallelujah. Fan into flame the gift of God. Make the most of the Spirit of God. Let the fire burn deep, deep down in your inner being where confidence comes from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody here who ever gets tired? I mean, I work long hours. This week I worked long hours. And I want to tell you, I feel tired sometimes. We all get that place sometimes. You feel tired. And so we reach for the coffee. Or we reach for the chocolate, or reach for the sugar. And I want to say this, but there's nothing wrong with coffee, okay? I mean, I love my latte. I like a nice hot, steaming hot latte. Whoa, with a bit of chocolate powder on top, Carol. And a bit of cocoa on top. I'm not ashamed to say it. I love my coffee. And these are the sort of things sometimes we reach for to help us, you know, kind of wake up. Because you need it. You get tired, you need some stamina, so we reach for the coffee. We need power, don't we? Because we get tired, we get worn out. And so I like to get up every day and make a demand upon the anointing to reach out and drink deeply from the wells of God. Pray and draw upon that great power of the Holy Spirit in me. Hallelujah. I've got a soundproof room out the back. And I'll tell you what, no one, I mean, I could go out there at 2 o'clock in the morning and no one would know. Because it's soundproof, you see, so no one knows, because I could go out there and go, hallelujah, at 2 o'clock in the morning, and no one's going to know. I could pray all night, and no one would know, just me and God, and I can go out there, and it's fantastic, and I have for many years. I just go out in my soundproof room, and hallelujah, glory. No one will know, just me and God. Oh, it's great. And you can get up 2 a.m. in the morning and pray, and God will still be there. Do you know, any time of the day or night, doesn't matter, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, he'll still be there listening. And the Spirit of God will still be there stirring. Hallelujah. He'll still be there. It doesn't matter if it's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning when the whole world is asleep. Well, you know, it's not the whole world, is it? It's half, only half, because we're in the southern hemisphere, sorry. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you can get up and you can make much. Hallelujah. And as we make much of these things, we comprehend more and more of this wonderful power. Hallelujah. Remember the story of Elisha and his servant. And they got up this in the morning, and the king of Aram had sent out this great army, And so the servant of the man of God got up and went out the next morning, an army with horses and chariots, and he was afraid. Oh, my Lord, what's going to happen to us? What should we do? The servant asked. And so he was looking. He was looking at the physical. He's looking at that which is man-made, the humanly devised on the surface. And just to be totally honest, we do that too, don't we? Look at the man-made things, the human things, the things that intimidate, the worldly things. I mean, there's a canara, what's it called? Canara, cano. Forget it. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, there's diseases, and you know what I'm talking about. Everyone's talking about it. And, you know, we're all full of fear about this thing or that. Woo! There's diseases out there, isn't there, Pastor Ralph? And there's things, people are talking about it. And they're full of fear. People are full of fear about the economy. Am I going to be able to get a job? Am I going to be able to find a marriage partner? Can I deal with this problem at work, this difficult person at work? I mean, we get afraid. We get intimidated. Come on, let's be totally honest. I do. I get intimidated. I feel afraid. I feel anxious about certain things. Things make me afraid. But Elisha prayed and said, Lord, open his eyes. That's a great theology there, is it? Open your eyes, church. Have a look. Really, really take it in. Really begin to see the great power of God in you. Hallelujah. The great power of the Spirit. In the physical, you can't see it. It's by faith, isn't it? But I want to encourage you, open your eyes. Begin to see the great power of the Spirit is powerful. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in... I mean, can you hear that this morning? Greater. Can you see the great power of the Spirit and his absolute dominance over all those things that you're facing? Greater. More powerful. Hallelujah. Should that encourage your confidence this morning as you see the great power? As we pray, and I believe as we pray and we come before God and we get with in prayer, he begins to open those things up to us and reveal us so we can see and understand what I'm talking about this morning. The power of God in us. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. I remember the day when I got married. Certainly hope I haven't forgotten it, that's for sure. Heck, I'll be in trouble then, wouldn't I? And I remember, I want to tell you, there was a lot of preparation. It seemed like never-ending preparation. And I'll be totally honest, I was a bit tired. I was pretty worn out when it got to the finally the day of getting married. I was a bit tired, perhaps even a little bit on edge. Even after all the preparation, there's still things that seem like they won't say they're going wrong, Pastor. They weren't going wrong, but they just weren't going according to plan. Not perfectly according to plan. And so, you know, it was all this preparation. I was really tired, and yet the things weren't perfectly, completely going according to what I'd envisioned in my mind. Let's put it that way. And so I was tired, and I got up that morning. I remember I got up that morning, and as I always do, and I said, God, give me power. I said, Lord, anoint me afresh. I said, Lord, fill me with your power. I need your growth. I need your power today. What do you reckon? Would that be a good prayer to pray on your wedding day? When it's a really important moment, Pastor Ralph, and you want to get it right. I mean, you want to get it right on your wedding day, don't you? You don't want to, you know, be completely full in a heap, do you? No, you want to get it right. So I don't think that's a pretty good prayer. Anoint me afresh, God, today. Fill me with your power. I was fanning that gift into flame. Hallelujah. And I did. Hallelujah. And I can remember as I was singing to my bride, as she's my beautiful, gorgeous, amazing wife, she's coming down the altar. And I was singing. I want to tell you, church, I was full of emotion. And not just that, I want to tell you, there were friends there, non-Christians in that audience who I had known for 20, 25, 30 years. I've known these people for a long, like, you know what I'm saying? And they were all in a sense kind of bearing down on me, if you know what I mean. I'm thinking, these are not Christians. I want to set a great example for Jesus today. You know what I'm saying? There's all these people who don't know God, and I'm thinking, I want them to see the power of God in me today. Something good, something powerful, something good. Show a good example. I mean, you want to get it right sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? There are moments in life when you just want to get it right. You're just praying and say, God, well, I did that day. And I can remember the anointing, because I began to sing that song, the anointing of God came upon me. I said, since there's peace, there's love, there's joy, so I began to sing that song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a great thing, isn't it? When the power of God, I mean, that's not, you can't manufacture the anointing. I want to say that. You can't make it happen. You can't emotionally get it going, but it just happens. But you can do this. You can cultivate a relationship. You can cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's what we're talking about this morning, cultivating a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It wasn't a natural boldness, it was a Holy Spirit boldness, a wonderful thing. The boldness of the Holy Spirit. Ever been to a job interview and you really want to impress? Heck, I have. I remember I went to a job interview at Coles. Now, maybe that might not seem like a big deal to you, but at the time, I want to tell you, I wanted that job. I was really needing some care. I needed a job. And I said to God, you know, anoint me, help me today. I want to be sharp. I want to impress. I want to be in control of myself, conversing with new people, new environments. I want to impress. I wanted to get that job. I mean, you ever been to a job interview? And you think, I need this job. I want this job. And I wanted to be sharp that day. Hallelujah. And you got to take in new things, meet new people, absorb new information, be able to give it back to them, you know, that you're understanding everything. And so, you know, I was so thankful that day that I just had that sense of God and that sharp mind and that ability to absorb. Because I prayed, and as I always do, and asked for that anointing to just enable me that day. And I got the job. Thank you, God. 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 Hallelujah. It's a great thing, isn't it, when you succeed? Anybody here wants to succeed? Anybody here who wants to succeed? Come on. I mean, fan into flame, the gift of God. This is the gift of the power of the Spirit enables us to succeed in these kinds of things. Hallelujah. And I did that day. Hallelujah. I can remember another job I went for, and it seemed like I had a car accident actually before the interview. It seemed like all the powers of darkness were trying to discourage and to ruin this thing. But the power of God was with me. The power of God was with me. And I got the job. I want to tell you, it's a great phone call, isn't it? When you get the phone call, you got the job. Oh, I want to tell you. Oh, I want to tell you. That's a great feeling. You got the job. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Church, you can succeed in that job interview, in that exam, that assignment, that phone call, through the power of the Spirit. I want to encourage you today. Don't just put your toes in. Make much. Dive in. Dive in. Immerse yourself. Make much of the power of God in you. Hallelujah. How often I've been walking the dog. I mean, I spend a lot of time walking the dog. Or I've been driving the car. And I'm tempted to get out the phone. Not when I'm driving the car. I would never do that. I would never do that. And of course, I've never got a ticket for anything like that. But, you know, some people do. Anyway, I'm tempted to get out the phone or to turn on the radio. And I feel the Holy Spirit just prompt me. Just pray. Just spend time with me. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? When you just you and God. Nothing. Nothing. No radio, no phone, nothing. Just me and God. The anointing. The anointing, make much. And as I do, I'm reaffirmed in the love of God, in the sound thinking, the ability to make decisions, good decisions, better creativity, flow of ideas, confidence, confidence, confidence. You know, my wife Estelle and I have had to make significant decisions this year. Significant decisions this year. And I want to tell you, you need wisdom. And I'm so grateful I've been reading in John's Gospel that the Holy Spirit is called the Advocate or the Counselor. In other words, he's the one who comes alongside and he guides us and he gives us wisdom and he helps us to make decisions. You know, and I just think to myself, I'm so grateful for that ability to make a decision this year. I don't know where I'd be. I mean, being hypothetical here, but I don't know where I'd be if I was too busy. You know what I mean? Too busy to listen to the Holy Spirit. What kind of decision would I have made if I'd just been too busy to listen to the prompt, to the wisdom, to the guidance of the Advocate? But I'm so grateful for that counsel. Make much. You have an anointing from, I mean, not just the pastor. I want to say that. I mean, I'm not denigrating the pastor or any leader or anything, but we think sometimes, well, it's the pastor who's got the anointing. But it's, you have an anointing, church. You all have an, if you're born again of the Spirit, if you know Jesus, your personal Savior, you have an anointing. You have an anointing. Hallelujah. And we need to learn to be sensitive to that anointing. Learn to be sensitive to the ebb and to the flow of the Spirit. Now, you know, one of the problems I think sometimes happens in churches in Christianity, people imagine that services, you know, they encounter a really powerful service, and then they come back maybe the next week and it's not the same.
And they imagine that it's all got to be this like this. You know what I mean? It's all going to be super powerful and the gifts are flowing. I'm not saying anything bad about that at all. But we imagine it's all one way. It's a one-dimensional kind of view of God, as if it just happens. God is only here if people are getting healed. God is only here if, you know what I'm saying, if miracles are happening. But that's not really to understand the Holy Spirit. There's an ebb and there's a flow of the power. Sometimes it's rushing and it's just know it. It's just obvious. You can feel that rush and flow and power of the anointing. Sometimes it's so obvious, but other times it's not. Other times it's like an ebb and it's very, very subtle. Very, very subtle. And you've got to be very sensitive to hear the voice of the Spirit. So it's dynamic. It's dynamic. It's the Spirit rarely, I think, in my life, I've never seen it, never felt like it's the same one Sunday to the next. It's always different. It's always different. It's dynamic. It's an ebb and a flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2020, give time to being with the Holy Spirit. Prayer, intimacy with God. I mean, I just love to just get with God. And maybe it is just no radio, no phone. I mean, these days, how can you live without your phone? I mean, how can you do that? But just be with God. That's great. And I enjoy to pray. Maybe it's years and years of doing it. I just enjoy that relationship. Cultivate the relationship with that wonderful anointing, the person of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And as we do that, we're more sensitive to that subtle, gentle voice. Secondly, this, we grow bold and confident as we know that God is at work. God is at work. I can remember as a young man back in my Baptist church, it was a little bit stiff and starchy, and they had these wooden pews, and like these ones over here. Didn't have cushions on them though, rarely had cushions. I don't know why I didn't think of just bringing a cushion, but anyway, that was stiff and starchy, you know, and I just, you know, it was just hard and it was kind of uncomfortable. And I was, as a young person, mum and dad kind of encouraged me. I don't know if it was encouragement or force or a bit of both. But anyway, I went to church. Wasn't totally passionate about it, but I went, you know. Oh, yeah, okay, mum and dad want me to go. So I went. Just wandering through life as a young person, not much direction. Oh, church, might as well go there. Might be a few nice girls down there. I mean, I know young people never, ever, ever, ever do this. Hallelujah. Is she looking at me? I know that young people never do that, but I do that, okay? Okay. All I'm saying, I was a bit kind of, you know, whatever, you know, just directionless, you know, just my own thing. Kind of wandering through life. You know, where are we going? But here I am in church, hard wooden pews, uncomfortable. Sometimes I think, you know, when can we go home? But I remember one night we were just singing some choruses, just simple choruses about Jesus and about the cross, about the gospel. And I had this a wonderful sense of the anointing. And just the sense of the opening up of the love of God and the cross and the goodness of God. And it was a strange kind of warmth and love and joy. And I say strange because it wasn't man-made. I'd never, you know, it wasn't contrived by anything. It was just not of this world. Do you hear what I'm saying? It was strange to me because it was not of this world. It wasn't something man-made. It was from God. It was something not of this world. It was from God. About 8 years ago, I remember I was about 22, and I had wandered a long, long, long way from God. As I was a young man, I was struggling with loneliness and direction and purpose and direction. And I remember someone came to my door and actually knocked on the door. I mean, this is God. When you're totally not wanting to go to church, not interested, not doing it, and someone comes and knocks on your door and says, come, we're going to church. I mean, there's nothing of me in it. You hear what I'm saying? I wasn't doing it. Come on, we're going to church. Let's go. So I started going to this church, and it was just in a local hall, and I will tell you, it wasn't very comfortable there either. Just pretty ordinary chairs and pretty ordinary. It's just an ordinary place. And over the weeks and months I spent at that place, I began to feel that same sense of the anointing of God. Hallelujah. God was at work. God was at work deep in my heart and my life in the midst of the struggles with fear. I mean, I wasn't, you hear what I'm saying? I wasn't seeking God. I wasn't looking. I wasn't praying. I wasn't going, you know, I mean, we're talking at the first point, to spend time with God. And now what I've said, spend time with God, you might be thinking, I don't want you to go home with this thought, that it's all about me. And, you know, if only I can just get with God, then I'll have an anointing. But I'm going to say this. God gave me His Spirit. In other words, God did it. Okay? God is at work even before you started praying. Even before you started coming to church. Even before you started thinking about becoming a Christian. Even before you did any of these things, God's at work. Always. And in my life, even though I wasn't seeking God, God was at work. God did something. He made his spirit to dwell in me. God did not give me a spirit of fear. He did something. He worked in me. He made his spirit to dwell in me. Hallelujah. And so God has been working. I mean, you and I wouldn't even be here this morning if God wasn't at work. You know that? The reason why you're here this morning, I mean, you think you got out of bed and you decided, I'm going to go to church this morning. Did you know that all through your life, God has been stirring and working and powerfully working something in your life, all of your life, and the reason you're here right now today is because God is working. It's always been working in your life, always been working for good. Even before you started praying, even before you started coming to church, God is at work. Hallelujah. That should fill us with confidence, shouldn't it? To know that God is, even if I don't pray, God is still working and coming towards me to do me good. Amen. I mean, that's so encouraging, I think. To know God is at work. Hallelujah. Almost finished. Never believe a preacher when he says, almost finished. Oh, and I haven't talked about football today. Because you don't want to talk about football today. And I don't have time to talk about all the other stuff in my life. I mean, playing a guitar. Now, that might seem crazy to you, but my experience as a musician and studying the Bible and studying theology, it's all been an experience in the Holy Spirit. I mean, I go on and on about all the prompts and encouragements through all those things that I'm doing. You hear what I'm saying? Day by day by day by day, all the little things perhaps we think aren't that significant, and yet he's been there. All of your life is lived in that sense in the Holy Spirit. You know, yesterday, Estelle and I, we went to spend time with our next door neighbors. And actually, they gave us a gift. I was in the backyard briefly on Thursday, and the next door neighbor actually came over, knocked on the door and said, come over, we want to give you a gift. So I sat down in their house and they gave me this beautiful electric whippersnapper. It's amazing, you know? I mean, and on a tear, that relationship, we went over and spent some time with them yesterday and just said thank you. And we have been doing that and they are so at ease with us. What I'm saying is they are so at ease, they're open. And I really believe that the reason why they're open is because the Spirit. It's the anointing that makes people feel at ease with us. They can trust us and just know they can talk with us. That's the Spirit that enables people to open up. And when you're witnessing, you'll notice sometimes some people are really open, some people are really closed. But when people are open, that's because the Spirit, the anointing on us, the Spirit is at work. Hallelujah. Not by might, nor by power. You hear what I'm saying? It's not about, you know, how you can make it happen. It's by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. I want to say this, church, take heart. Because even in our failure, God is at work. Even when you're not praying, even when you feel like, well, I haven't been to church last week. I don't know if I've been doing the right thing. I don't know if I've been pleasing God in every single thing I'm doing. But God is still at work, even in the midst of the failure and the things you're not getting right. He's still working, he's still stirring, he's still moving and doing something good in your life. Hallelujah. I mean, surely that should fill you with encouragement and confidence for the future. It certainly does me to know that in the midst of even my not getting the PowerPoint perfectly right, God still loves me. Well, hallelujah. I encourage you this morning, church. You have an anointing. Make the most of it. Make much of these rich, rich, rich things. Dive in. Don't just sit on the edge. Dive in. Don't live life in your own abilities. And I really think that's where fear comes from. Just thinking in your own terms, my own power, my own ability. That's where anxiety comes from. But think in terms of the Spirit. Music team, if you want to come. We grow bold and confident by making much of the Spirit of God in us. We grow bold and confident when we know God is at work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Ralph to come in a moment and Pastor Elias, and I'm going to jump on the piano and I want to open up this altar just for a few minutes and we're going to sing anointing and just ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister his fresh encouragement and joy and peace in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to open up the altar here and we're going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to us in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Let's just be open to what God is doing. We're singing anointing, are we? Anointing fall on me. Let's stand together and sing as the music team leads us. And if God has spoken to you today, God has spoken to you today, and you know that God wants to release you in some way, then we ask you just to come and stand with us and Pastor Elias and myself, and we will pray for you that God will greatly, richly bless you. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Stir up the spirit that is within you. Fan it into flame. Hallelujah. You come. Don't delay. You come. Two or three have come who have been prayed for down the front here. You come. Let God speak to you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.